The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I'm Gene Grainer from Heartland Investor Services, and
I'm Todd Mitchell from Mexico.
That tan still looks good.
Those people that only get to Mexico once every dozen years or so, it's kind of a novelty. I know some people go to Mexico like every year, and it's no big deal, but it's a big deal.
You know, I can tell you didn't wear a sombrero.
I did. I do own one, though.
Yeah,
I
but you didn't wear it because your forehead is.
I bought one in Puerto Vallarta. Well, the people don't run around in sombreros. That's the funny thing. Some Americans think that people in Mexico, everybody wears a sombrero.
I've watched Donald Duck.
What are those bullet clips that in a crowd?
The bullet clips.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, that's Donald Duck. Every episode of Donald Duck I ever saw with my kids. You know?
Not everybody in Mexico runs around wearing that stuff. It's only in movies and cartoons. But I had to buy the sombrero anyway.
When you bought it.
Puerto Vallarta back in 2002.
I love the sweatshirt you bought down there. That made it through security.
That was, talk about the ultimate airport icebreaker, and I had no idea.
You never got frisked.
T-shirt in Playa del Carmen. I did not. I got TSA and the Mexican equivalent all kind of giggled and stuff. I'm like, oh, come on through. I don't need Google. My wife knows everything. And
that
I had that
good
shirt in Playa del Carmen, and I thought, oh, I've got to buy that. And I get all these, because some of the security people, of course, are perfectly normal, fun people, but some of them you could tell probably never laugh on their job, but there were some that day.
They were
laughing, going, I love that shirt. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said, I love that shirt, I'd be, you know, able to finance the next trip to Cancun.
But it works. You know, we'd continue to babble, but we've got callers on the line. 258-0550.
It's on Todd and Gene's mind, so.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
You mean I showed up and it's not what's on Gene Grainer's mind? Are you serious?
Well, we knew you'd find a way to find Scott Hinman's hidden soapbox and jump right on it.
That
anyway
must be why you only give me 4.5 minutes every day.
1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's see, who's been hanging on the line the longest?
Don in Wimbledon. It's his own town. Listen to K-Fire 550. Don, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, you guys are really a joke this morning, and I'm enjoying it, but I have to
We are a joke. What do you mean? Go ahead.
the Mexican thing, I've been following the Mexico trip, and it's been lovely.
Thanks. Well, it was lovely, as a matter of fact, and I highly recommend it anytime you get the chance. But it is kind of weird to go on a honeymoon and then pay to watch your new wife be kissed by something else. But Carrie got kissed by a dolphin.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that in North Dakota. Of course I got to let her do that.
No, the real
you
question is, we need to get her on the line. The real question is, who kisses better, the dolphin or Todd?
I will concede the
dolphin. Of course, she did come home with you. She didn't stay with the dolphin.
Well, I don't think the dolphin could have gotten through security anyway. Could you imagine that body scan? But the other thing, I think the dolphin's kiss was, if nothing else, wetter.
Oh. Well, then pucker up.
But Don probably didn't call to find out how my wife kisses. At least I hope he didn't.
No, I just wanted to. I was sitting here listening, and when whichever one of you two clowns brought up about the 90-round clip.
I got one of those,
That'd be that clown over there.
I got that one, yeah.
I sat back, and I just fell out of my chair laughing because you're apparently as good a shot as I am.
I need a lot of them, yeah.
And that makes it proves what Joel Heitkamp said, that if you can't hit a coyote in 10 shots, you don't need to be out hunting.
Well, that's a true statement.
Who said it had anything to do with that? You know what? You don't want to know really why.
I can prove I'm a terrible shot. Here's how I can prove it. We had our pictures. Carrie and I had our pictures done a few months ago at Old Time Photo or whatever it's called in Mall of America. And it's in this Old West theme. And one of the shots, which we did not order prints of, we're supposed to be pointing our guns at the camera. You should have seen the.
Well, I have a response.
Neither one of us are pointing anywhere near the same thing, let alone the camera.
I have a response for Don. It's two responses. First, the first response, Don, why own a 90-round clip? because I could, and I seen it at a gun show at a table, and I said, I got to have that. I mean, I have no need for it, but I had to have it.
Gene's the king of buying a bunch of junk he doesn't need.
Now, Don, the reason why I should be allowed to buy that 90-round clip, if Joel is correct in his assessment, then why do we sell cars that go faster than the fastest posted speed limit on federal highways?
Because it's fun.
Yeah, but why do you need it?
You don't need it.
You only need to go as fast as the federal highway laws. What's the fastest state? Was it Montana? Well, whoever it is. If it's 75, then why does a car go 76 miles an hour?
Why do they sell soda in a 3-liter bottle? It's not because you need it. It's because you want it.
Good point.
Joel's point is right.
So shut up, Joel.
And Joel, come on now. Joel's a good friend of mine. Just because he
leave my clips alone.
Just because he didn't show up at my wedding doesn't mean he's still not a good friend. But the high camps and the Carlson's.
But you get my point.
Joel's right. If you can't fire in 10 shots, you probably should find something else to do there.
But you know what? I have shot, and my brother will attest for it. He saw it. I shot a coyote in a full run with the Colt AR-15 scope on it, and that coyote was a good 300 yards. One shot, he dropped. Now,
congratulations.
Here's the thing. It was a...
It's much better to fire 90 into it, though.
I accidentally had full metal jackets in, or whatever that is, and those go through, so I had to hit him on a bone. And so that was a good shot, one shot.
Yeah.
But why do I have a 30-round clip? Because I can.
America. Yeah. Our ancestors fought for the right for us to just blow away our targets and not just fire one shot into them.
And maybe I'm just too lazy shooting prairie dogs to change out a clip. Or magazine.
There you go.
Excuse me, magazine.
Whatever.
Or whatever it's supposed to be. Yeah. I'm going to have Jamie back on here giving me the riot act.
Kyle was probably 30 years old and crippled, too. So.
That could have been part of the problem, too. It was a great, great, great grandfather. It could have been it.
The old broadside of a barn thing.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
Wasn't exactly a moving target, I guess, but there we are. Brad, listen to K-Fire 515 Killdeer. What's on your mind?
Okay.
Hello, Brad? Ooh, I think we just lost Brad.
Oh, there we go, Brad. We got Brad right there. He's right there.
I got the tractor shut off here.
Oh, get the tractor shut off. Are you going to bring that tractor to Tractor Trek, by the way, in a month?
No, that would be quite a drive from Killdeer.
Oh, come on now. It's worth it, though. We're going to have a lot of fun.
He may still be planting crop by then, so, you know.
Yeah, we're planting crop and branding and everything else. It's kind of
okay, what is it about you North Dakotans and your grammar? Planting crop, driving truck. You could go to any other part of the country, and the grammar isn't like that.
Yeah, well, we're not Louisianans.
Thank God. I wouldn't last to just give you a bad time there, Brad. What's on your mind this morning?
I was wondering if you guys had ever visited one of these unitized places, or however you want to say it, where they've unitized something and put oil wells on them.
I don't want to put my life at risk driving out there, maybe. That's the answer.
Gosh.
No, I have not. I have not seen one. I've seen photos.
Photos, you'll never get a whole one in a photo. They're too big.
Mm-hmm.
We have one east of us on our neighbors, and I hate to bring the lightheartedness out of the conversation, but... You drive for miles, and it's oil well after oil well.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like seeing a windmill after windmill driving north on 83. But
No. Those windmills are way too far apart compared to these. It's really tough to describe, and that's why I don't want to try and encompass it. But really, anybody that has a conversation about it should have to go look at one, because if you look through it, the landowner's eyes, and see what happened there, and the amount of ground that gets wasted and isn't usable anymore, I don't see how anybody but an oil company is going to be in favor of that.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying by that. I hear the conversation about it and the loss of the pristine look of what it was. But like I said earlier last hour...
Unusable.
Right.
Like the way they fence it is, it's like dropping a bunch of puzzle pieces onto the floor, and there'll be these unusable sections in between them, even though they fence them off and say, well, there's your ground back. Well, I can't
but is
use
there,
that little...
Is there not a reclamation period, like after the oil well is completed? It's not going to sit there for 100 years. What is it, 20, 30, for when they recover what they can, it goes away. Isn't there a reclamation portion in the lease that says
they're
done, it's cleaned up?
They never get it back to the same. We have oil wells on our land from the last oil boom, and it ends up being rock... gets brought up, your soil is never the same. I mean, you're
sounds like they should lay on to them the same restrictions they put on the coal companies, because the coal companies, most of the stories I hear is the land is better than what it was prior, so they shouldn't be let off the hook that easily.
They've got better ground over there. They don't have the kind of rock we do.
But then what are we arguing about, a better class of rock? You know, it's like,
well,
no,
yeah,
I've grown up in gumbo.
It, you know.
Anything's better than gumbo. They could leave it lousy afterwards, and it'll probably be better than gumbo. You know, so, but...
Yeah,
but your point is well taken, Brad, and understood. It's not the old North Dakota.
Yeah, well, I understand the oil needs coming, and it's great, but we need to hold a line somewhere, because from where I'm sitting, you start looking at all these multi-pads that are supposed to be so great. Well, they end up sticking them on that top of every hill, and pretty soon you can't look any way at night because it's all lit up like Christmas tree. They can't hide them like the single wells. You could back from the oil boom. You didn't notice them because you could hide one down in a drawer. Or
well,
something.
And there's that romantic glow of the flaring, too, at night, you know,
yeah.
So that keeps everything
yeah.
lit up. Brad, we got to roll into commercial break. Thank you, Brad. Thank you for expressing your thought. It's what's on your mind.
1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or What's in Your Mind on the way.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Oh, did that roll work? Roll that call. Go ahead. Roll that call.
Roll that beautiful footage.
I told Gene what to do, but he never listens to me.
You're taking comments on Scott Hennen. You know, I'd be honored to be invited to his house for steak fry, but I'd be honored anyway to go to to Todd's or Eugene's house also. So anyway, have a good weekend, guys. It's going to be a nice one.
Dude's obviously never been to my house. There's no honor in coming to my house. It's a wreck.
It's a wreck. Why would
the guys,
be a wreck?
The guys from Hoarders drive by and go, should we put him on the show?
All right, next party's at my house.
So we'll have it at Eugene's. It's not because I'm a hoarder. It's just because it's a wreck. What do? I play radio all day and I go home and my brain's too tired to do anything. So.
I have teenagers, so.
I've had one of those. Here's somebody else who can prove that my house is a wreck, or at least that's the implication from what our screen says. Mrs. Todd Mitchell, what's on your mind? That's cool.
Well, first of all, let me clear up. For anybody who's wondering, Todd is definitely a better kisser than the dolphin.
We were worried. We were worried.
Thank you.
We cleared that up.
But the dolphin is a wetter kisser, I'm sure, because it lives in water. So.
Well, wetter maybe, but not better.
Thanks for the clarification.
Great. Now the dolphin's going to call me. All right. Dude, what are you doing?
Dude, yeah.
What's the secret, dude? Come on, man.
All the dolphin chicks are talking.
These people pay big money to get the DVD of the kiss. Now I want to make sure I'm giving them the best kiss possible. So what's the secret there? And I do not kiss and tell, so sorry, dolphin.
And the other thing is, I just want to say, if Todd's shirt is true, then his wife knows everything, so he doesn't need Google. We're all in big trouble.
Well, where did you find this catch? I mean, she's a catch, man.
She is a catch. That's why I got her to the altar as soon as I could. I said, I'm not letting this one get away here. Never.
She let the dolphin go, so.
But then she kisses another being on her honeymoon. So now I'm wondering.
It was a little monkey. I saw the picture.
Oh, yeah, the spider monkey, too. There's that one, too. Yeah, did you see?
Oh, there's others.
Oh, yeah. There was a spider monkey, and I gave that spider monkey a look, and he looked away like, oh, no, it's the look of shame. The look of spider monkey shame. what else kissed you on our honeymoon that I didn't know about?
Well, there was our waiter at the buffet, but
the waiter?
The waiter?
You were in the bathroom. You were in the bathroom all day.
No, the problem is it's a big buffet, and I was hobbling around on a bad knee and a bad toe, so she got to do whatever she wanted to do for 5 or 10 minutes before I got my lazy butt back.
I'm deducting something here. You travel to Mexico
on a honeymoon. Sure, you got his name right there.
Yes.
At least William. You get the name of the guy who kisses you on our honeymoon. I give you points for that one. Gee whiz.
You know,
wow, anything else I missed on our honeymoon, sweetheart?
The man loses 10 pounds.
You're still the best kisser.
You know, you lose 10 pounds on your honeymoon, so we can figure you were very active. And then you were hobbling, so what were you doing, chasing her around the room or something? And you a bad knee or something?
Gene, you don't really think I'm going into this.
You got your wife in stitches here.
I was going to say, I'll let you take that one, honey.
Gene's trying to get some notes for next time he gets married.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
He learned the first time. But you go ahead and use your imagination. Gene will find you some cheesy movies and you can watch them and piece together. See, the trick is to not play somebody else's game, but get your own game going.
There
That's
you
the
go.
Trick.
There you go.
I'll put you in touch with a dolphin who thinks he's a better kisser than I am.
You can find competition that you know you're going to beat. I refuse to play a game I know I won't win.
All right, well, you guys have a good day.
Carrie, thanks for calling.
I see bye-bye. Jeff has dutifully hang on a
wire. Wow, Jeff must want to be on the
17 minutes and 20 seconds.
He hung on through all that stuff, and Jeff, I'm sure you got some more meaningful content than dolphins kissing my wife. What's on your mind today?
The USDA, they are nuts.
Can you imagine that?
This is the crew that they recount corn from 2011 and 12, and prices swing wildly. And
oh yeah, rob Peter to pay Paul. So when the crop is short, tell us there's more, and then we live off of the new crop. And then the next year, when we know it's a bigger crop, well, it's not as big because they got to pay for the first one. You know, average out the numbers.
Don't you think that this is kind of ramping up because they've looked at the Ukraine, and you've heard the story, the rumors, they want to raise gas taxes again because the Department of Transportation is bankrupt. So you add this on, $6 hamburger, and let's say the banking thing melts down one more time. People are going to be kind of cranky.
You think? Go ahead.
How I'm seeing it.
Yeah, there's certainty in life. Death, taxes, and bank meltdowns. Yeah. They've been with us for history. The only thing that's ever survived them is the gold. But, oh, God, gold, that stuff, that's worthless. Anyway.
It is. All right, yeah. You take care.
Thanks for calling in, Jeff. Who are we grabbing next there? That other one's been on for quite some time. Dale's been there forever.
Listening in the middle of, now in the, at least we're narrowing it down. We went from somewhere in North Dakota with Dawn earlier. Now we got the middle of North Dakota. Dale, listening to K-Fire 550, what's on your mind?
These property taxes and the USDA stuff. Well, I should first say I enjoy you guys all the time. Yeah, had a good show on the other day with the Germans from Russia. Sorry I missed it, but I'm one
thanks,
of them.
Dale. It was fun, yeah. One of my employees is over there, so we kind of cut through the BS and found out what was going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it. I'm one of them descendants. I knew all about it. I grew up listening to it. Whenever a jet flew by, my dad would say when I was a young kid, Khrushchev's coming, you know, and it was very important that we learn this stuff, you know, and not
sure.
Remember where we came from and how we got here. And my dad was in school, and he came home one day and told his dad he got his fingers wrapped for speaking German. And my grandpa looked at him, he said, we're Americans now. He said, you speak English. Then, well, I went to school, and I had the same deals, and I dealt with corporal punishment. Well, we were tough ones. We needed it. My kid goes to school. He does what I tell him to do. He comes home one day and said, I got in trouble. I said, what'd you do? He said, well, somebody showed me how to shoot the air nailer. And I shot it and knocked a hole in a pop can. Well, go in, and now he's getting in trouble for what I told him to do because he told the teacher, well, he did this, you know. And he gets reprimanded, and they want to put him on a weapons charge.
What?
You know, yeah, a weapons charge in the school. How did we get here? How did we get here?
Somebody was granted a little bit of power. That's what it is. And they like flexing that power.
Yeah.
And this USDA deal and this guy in Nevada, this homestead deal in Texas, this law North Dakota passed 2 years ago that took away the rights of a certain group of property owners. And now this section, we want to do it again. It all has to do with the same things. It's all vested interest. It's all property rights. It's all the government taking control. Well, what else has vested interest? Well, you remember Cyprus? Well, they took the money out of the bank account. Vested interest. What else is vested interest?
They just stepped in. You had no choice. We're taking a break.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Draft the North Dakota. Just need to make a quick comment. My family is 100% Scandinavian. My grandfather traced our heritage all the way back to the days of the Vikings. Yep, that's right, the Vikings. How would everybody like it if I felt offended by the Viking head that they use with the, for the Minnesota football team? Maybe they should change that to a squirrel or something like that. Oh, but no, that would upset PETA. We just got to give up on this stuff. It's a bunch of BS. Thank you. Bye.
I'm telling you, the difference is conquerors and conquered. That's the difference what it is. There. But
Lyle,
there
good
go.
Point.
Lyle,
I think Lyle reflects a strong majority.
True. Lyle, listening to K-Fire, I bet that's Glenn Ullin, not Glenn Allen, but
Lyle
anyway,
from Glen Allen, North Dakota.
Lyle, what's in your mind today?
Well, I just heard you talk a little bit about the reclaimed coal land that it produces better than it did before.
Okay.
I guess I beg to differ.
Tell us.
I was visiting with a farmer from Underwood, and he said their normal ground does about 60 bushel per wheat, and he's farming 1,300 acres of reclaimed coal ground. And he said that's about 30.
Well, I think part of that problem, too, is that dirt that was piled was dead. There's no organic matter. And I think that land's got to be worked for about 10 years of the organic matter built up in it, because it was in a huge pile. And outside of the top foot, you know, it's dead. There's no biological activity taking place in there, bacteria moving. I think that's part of this problem. That's what I've read. I'm not saying I know. I've heard a lot about that. That land that gets reclaimed, it takes time, organic matter to build up, several crops decomposed on top, you know, to continue to work the ground. Wouldn't, you know what I know could solve that? Get some chicken manure out there. That'll fix everything.
Yeah, where are you going to find chicken manure for 1,300 acres?
I know. I was teasing on that because I grew up in a family. We had 6,000 chickens. Yeah, chicken manure, that's the way to go. So,
On this oil business, I own some mineral rights, but I am really hoping that the oil business doesn't come this far to the east. I don't want any part of that business.
Yeah, it's something else. Well, what helps is those that own the mineral rights just keep holding out for more, for more, for more. But unfortunately, everybody has their price. Look at the people who, you know, 7-8 years ago gave in on their mineral rights at much lower prices than today. They're all wishing they held out, too. So what's going to happen is they'll get to the price. They'll get to the price that changes your mind. That's how it works. You might be offered $25,000 an acre, as ludicrous as that sounds. And you'll be okay.
Yeah,
and then
really
plus you get the oil.
Different. As long as I've got food on the table and stuff, having an extra $25,000 an acre from royalties doesn't really do me any good.
Man, the problem is your neighbor will give in. You know, I understand your belief, but that's how it's going to work. They get your neighbors to give in.
And, well, that's true, but not necessarily that I got to have.
I understand you. I understand you on that. All right. Well, Lyle, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Real quick before we get to Don Morton and we talk about the whole NDSU and UND, he's in the Board of Higher Ed and a former Bison football man himself. Before we get to him, though, my buddy Tim, how are you today?
Hey, Todd, I'm doing great. How are yourself?
Doing well. By the way, what are you doing about 3:30 this afternoon? Love to get you on the other show, too.
Oh, okay. Well, you want Damien and I swing by?
Sure. Come on by. Join the party in the K-Fire Cafe a little bit later on.
He'll make you an espresso.
It's an espresso.
Espresso.
He wants to run a coffee shop. He can't even pronounce the word, for crying out loud. I know he got a big deal coming up.
He's just jealous he hasn't figured it out like I figured out.
Oh, I figured it out.
Keurig machine in 20 different flavors.
I prefer to have professionals make my coffee because it tastes better than what I make. But So, Tim, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, I just called in. I want to call in and tell you guys thank you, Clear Channel Radio from Bismarck here, for supporting the Freedom Riders and all you guys do. You know, with the bike show, we were able to raise $58,000. You guys were a big part of that. And this weekend, we want to invite everybody out. We're doing a run. It's called the Jan Bain Burger Run. And Clear Channel, you guys have been wonderful helping us out, getting the word out about this. So. And for a little boy, Dash Olson, we're inviting the public out. It's at our clubhouse. Everybody's welcome to come on the ride Sunday afternoon. With, you know, a lot of the graduations and stuff going on, we know people, you know, have other things, but it runs from 4 until 8, and we just want to invite people to come out and help us out with this little guy.
All right. Tim Keller, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll talk to you and Damien on K-Fire this afternoon at the cafe.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work. I like you guys a lot better than the other guy that's on there in the morning.
Poor Scott.
Oh.
Scott's fishing.
A little fishing will help.
He doesn't care what anybody thinks about him today. He's fishing, so he doesn't care. Just kidding. Tim, thank you
so
much.
It's a hell of a lot better than Joel Heitkamp.
Oh, kaboom!
Boom. Why do I agree with him?
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm not disputing it.
All right.
Joel's a friend, so I want to be nice, but at the same time.
Yeah. So in other words, you're just being nice to me because you supposedly know me?
You're a good friend. That's the difference.
Oh, that's the difference. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
And I was at your wedding.
Appreciate it. Don Morton, former Bison football player, now a member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. Don,
welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. First things first, which year did you play and did you guys win?
I didn't play at NDSU.
Well, I show former Bison football player Don
now,
Morton.
Chris Hennon, as we know, is the big sports fan of the entire What's in Your Mind cast and crew here. So, well, fine.
Okay.
Don, what did you do then?
But I do show you're a new member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What we have Don on to talk about is UND and NDSU continuing their efforts to schedule a football game, which has been the biggest football game that North Dakota has ever experienced, is every year when NDSU would play UND.
Don, they're both Division I.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
It's
a no-brainer rivalry. This is every bit as big in this part of the country as Ohio State, Michigan, and that part, Minnesota, and Iowa, and that part. What's the problem here?
Well, I'm going to be a little bit biased. I am a North Dakota State person, and for Chris's benefit, I did coach at North Dakota State. And so I am a little bit biased, but I think what's happening is when North Dakota State went Division I, the UND leadership at the time probably used some very poor judgment, made some very inappropriate statements about NDSU going Division I, and then decided not to schedule NDSU at the time when NDSU was going through the transition and needed games. With that being said, and I'm part of the NDSU family, I think, and we're very competitive people, so if UND can have poor judgment, we can have poor judgment too. We can excel. We can beat them in that. If they're going to make disappointing decisions, we can try to match that, too, and that's exactly what we're doing. UND made a huge mistake by by being critical of NDSU at the time, and I think we're making a huge mistake now by not renewing the rivalry.
Okay, I'm missing something here. Because of a statement said or something, they don't want to play a game. I thought they were enlightened up there at UND. They're going to be, after all, being in a parade, you know, talking about how we don't want to offend people, and now they're offended about something said. And
Gene, is this your bias and bias talking here?
This is my stupidity bias. I mean, it's like, how can we even accept that from UND, that those that want to protect people and stop offensive remarks now are hung up over an offensive remark? Where's the enlightenment here?
Well, no, I don't know. It's I agree. I feel bad for, we've had a generation of football players now go through at both schools that did not play in a rival game, and I guess I have a hard time seeing South Dakota State as our big rival. I don't think the fans see it as the big rival, the students. I think it's a shame that the players, the students, the alumni, don't get to experience that rival weekend that a rival game produces. I also have tremendous respect for the leadership at NDSU, and they know a lot more about what's going on than I do. But at the same time, I just think this is something that could get resolved if both sides were determined to get it resolved, and I think it would be good. I think from an academic perspective, I think we're a better state when both UND and NDSU are doing very well with enrollment, doing very well with research, doing very well with graduation rates. And I think we're a better state when both states are doing very well in athletics.
Now, go ahead. Continue that.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm hung up with the fact that this would be the biggest game in North Dakota, and obviously for capacity size, it'd probably be played indoors at the Bison Dome, the Fargo Dome. We're dealing with the potential of $1 million revenue from tickets and sales, food sales. I realize there's no alcohol sold inside during the game. It's because everybody drank so much outside, they don't need any when they come inside for the game. But the refreshments that are sold otherwise, we're talking a lot of change here. Is there a fight going on in the background that NDSU probably thinks they're deserving of a bigger cut because they have a bigger football name? And that's part of where there's some animosity probably taking place?
I don't think so. NDSU is going to sell out their game regardless of who they're playing. And so what I think could happen with the UND game is you can, and this has been done in the past for many years, the UND NDSU game is more of a premier ticket and you do charge more for that. NDSU right now is very fortunate to be in a situation where the season tickets are sold out and the stadium is sold out no matter who they're playing. And
but we're talking about playing another North Dakota University. Where do you call home? Where's home for you? Which town? Do you live in Fargo?
I live in Fargo.
Okay, that's like two rival two Fargo schools choosing not to play each other. It's ludicrous. We have two Division I universities that us taxpayers are subsidizing, and we're dealing with some fickle attitudes from some elitists who are having a hard time coming together to play a game. That's like two local high schools not playing a game because somebody up in the hierarchy can't get it together with somebody on the other side. We're taxpayers. Give us our game. Get over your indifferences, and let's play some ball. Division One, mind
you. The fact they're costing themselves my money by not getting the game going. Can you imagine all the money we're not spending?
I'm a taxpayer and I'm ticked off, you know, put it that way.
Well, it's I'm not disagreeing with you if you've noticed, but I think this is a decision that the state board can't make. This is a campus decision.
I think we all need to get t-shirts and be in that UND parade, and those t-shirts say, "Grow up, play NDSU." Maybe that's what I need.
That's
a good idea. I think they should wear shirts that say, "We think the game would be super."
S-U-E. But you would write it the other way. Oh, you just want to go S-U-P. Okay, I got it. You're half a second ahead of me.
More coming up. This is What's in Your Mind. 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, gentlemen. To answer Jamie's question and Bismarck, I have the answer for why USDA wants automatic weapons. It has everything to do with Michelle Obama's nutrition program in school hot lunch. I understand that food being thrown away has increased, so I assume that they want to have a guard standing by the garbage pails, and if a kid tries to throw away all the food off his tray, they'll have a guard there with a machine gun, and the guard will say to the kid, go ahead, make my day. Talk to you later. Makes no sense to me.
That has to be the most plausible excuse I can absolutely come up with.
For a moment there, I was wondering where in the world that was going. But,
likely conclusion.
That's a good point there.
I'll accept that.
All right.
What's on your mind? I'm Gene Grainer with Todd Mitchell.
1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Or, of course, studio at whatsyourmindradio.com. And don't forget, after the show, if you think of something, you know, you don't have to wait till the next show and then lose your train of thought. 1-855-200-1776. And you hit option one and bling. I don't know if there's a time limit on that thing or not. I've never actually, because what am I going to leave it? Voicemail for on my show that I'm on.
Well, first you call to listen to your voicemail to see how dumb you sounded. So if you should re-record it.
I know how dumb I sound. That's why I don't listen to the replay on K-Fire at 7 o'clock at night. I know how dumb
you know
I sound.
You don't need to be reminded.
I hate the sound of my own.
Next on hold, we have Ron from Bismarck. Ron, do I see that right on the screen there? There we go.
It is Ron.
Ron, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
You guys hear me. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Ron.
Are you listening to K-Fire 550 in Bismarck? What's in your mind today?
See, I've been on this Obama birth certificate for 5 solid years.
Well, no wonder I can't read it then.
Todd's sick today. Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
2 weeks ago when I called in on the calling line and recorded it, Kevin Kramer was on. And he wouldn't take the phone call, and so he was ignored that day. Well, last fall, I'd given Kevin the kit that is called the Sheriff's Kit that shows the Obama birth certificate to be a sophomoric forgery, a fraud, a felony, and even a national security risk. And yet, interesting, everybody seems to avoid it and ignore it and put it away, where 2 weeks ago, John Boehner, Speaker of the House, was telling everybody in the House, ignore it, do not even address it. And it's the most egregious constitutional crisis in American history, yet being put away and put aside. We could have this man tried for treason because he's not a U.S. citizen. So I'm just so befuddled.
I think part of the problem is half of Congress could be tried for treason. But we've got 425 congressmen, 100 senators, and not one of them a peep.
They didn't spend as much money on vacations as they do, but that's a whole different thing.
I don't know what to say to you, Ron. I've actually been kind of watching this and seeing this, and it behooves me how nobody wants to even start a conversation about it. It's like, what do they got on these guys down there that we can't talk about
this? That's the problem. They'll destroy anybody who tries. Yeah. That's the problem. They'll destroy anybody who tries. Is that fair?
Ron, you're lucky to be walking around, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to receive a notice from...
If your name really is Ron.
Yeah. That's the secret.
How do I know you're really Ron in Bismarck listening to K-Fire? You might be Ron in Moorhead listening to AM 1100 The Flag.
Yeah, go get him.
I very well could be, but he's also an illegitimate president. So why aren't people who know the truth standing up for the truth for America, not avoiding it until he ruins us 2 more years down the line where there's no recognition of who we were? You know, part of that is even this Common Core that's in place, too. It's indoctrinating our students, the next generation. We won't even know what America is. So it's all the Obama way of running the government. It's horrible. And he is a treasonous president. So what do we do about it?
I ask people to put
dialogue on the air.
I'll guarantee he's not going to get a third term. I'll guarantee you that.
He has a pen. He could do something.
You think Michelle might get in, Hillary might get in? You think we might end up with a spousal continuation
Never. Remember all the stories how they said President Bush was going to claim martial law and he was going to stay president? I think we got to wonder about that. I'm waiting for...
I see the day where Michelle gets in, you can't dispute her citizenship, or at least so far nobody is. So you never know.
Michelle, who was not proud to be an American until her husband got the nomination.
Then all of a sudden she's American.
Yeah, good point there. Ron, thanks. We're getting close to the end here, and Richard wants to sneak in listening to K-Fire 550. Richard, what's on your mind?
Hello, Richard.
Richard?
No, this is Fridge.
Okay.
Oh, Fridge! It's Fridge! I should have known it might have been Fridge. Fridge, how are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to back up what Tim said about the Freedom Rider Jan's run.
And I wanted to thank everybody for taking part and supporting it, and I wanted to thank everybody for all their help. They took it right out of my hands. I've hardly done anything. And I wanted to thank you and everybody else.
That's the best delegation when you don't have to do anything. You know you've done delegation well.
Well, I hope so. But I want to say I appreciate everybody that's taken part to help make it possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Fridge. And we'll be talking more about that on the cafe on K-Fire later today. Gene Grainer.
Hey.
And for Scott Hennon. Always a pleasure, my friend. And thank you for all the filling in you did for me for my honeymoon so I could watch my wife get kissed by a dolphin and a spider monkey and so many other things.
It was a pleasure that your life was just heaven. But I could bring such happiness to you.
Scott back Monday. Have a great weekend.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a good one.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.